fighting for America.
Rooting out a cancer like ISIL won't be easy and it won't be quick. But tyrants and murderers before them should recognize that kind of hateful vision ultimately is no match for the strength and hopes of people who stand together.
Fighting for Idaho.
We will kickstart our economy. We will reform K-12 education, and we will get Arizona out from underneath the thumb of our federal government.
Fighting for you.
It's that time of year for the Spirit of Boise Balloon Classic. Our friend Scott Spencer with us.
It's an iconic community tradition, and I'm so pleased that my guys are all involved in it. I get very excited about it.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And good morning, Kevin Miller in the morning here, 580 KIDO. Phone numbers 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. If you're just tuning in, an action-packed show. We've been talking about the West Ada District bond failing. You're looking at portable buildings possibly coming in, $80,000. What do you do when your school district is just blowing up, like in a good way? You're talking about 650 students were proposed to come into the Meridian High School. This year, over 851 more students. I guess that's the district itself. 36,962 folks coming into Meridian, West Ada. And the bond went up, the bond went down, and boom, done. Of course, remember in March, the West Ada School District taxpayers agreed to $28 million for 2 years supplemental levy to pay for the district's operation expenses. They talked about a new elementary school, new middle school, and everything else. By the way, a new middle school is planned in Star to help several that are at or near capacity. By the way, nothing wrong with building in Star, Idaho. Great place to live. Come out and see us. Kevin Miller with you here at 580KIDO. That's one issue. Number two, I guess we could call this the front page of the Statesman edition, military trappings in demand in Idaho. Armored vehicles, rifles, even a cargo plane attract interest of police agencies. Okay, forget about your RV. How about an MRAP next door? And if the police could get it, aren't we entitled to that as well? I mean, could you have your own personal MRAP? And yes, there are parts of the country where if you're the cops, you need an MRAP. But in Idaho? I don't know about that. By the way, Chief Masterson told Channel 7, and if it's on Channel 7, it must be true. He told Channel 7 that the Boise MRAP has already saved lives. So a lot going on this morning. Let's get to you. What do you think? We'll go to Grant with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Good morning, Grant.
Good morning. I don't know if you guys have read the Statesman today, but realize that the Boise School District's having an emergency board meeting on Thursday?
I haven't seen that.
And the reason the meeting is there's been constituents, trustees, and even an attorney alleging open meeting violations on the changing of poll places. And I think it's finally taken an attorney. They didn't listen to some candidates and or trustees to get the meeting out in the open and get some transparency on it. It's sort of a shame that it's taken attorneys to go this far.
Okay.
And basically the letter doesn't call it open meeting violations. It calls it procedural oversight. I think it's kind of interesting that that's how the Boise District's playing this. The other interesting fact is that I don't know if people realize there's over 900 Boise students that should belong in Meridian. They're Meridian parents who've opened enrolled into Boise. Just imagine if those 900 students were in Meridian now, they wouldn't have a growth of 1,800. They'd have a growth of 1,700.
Yeah.
So, just want people to realize, come out to that meeting on Thursday and actually see what's going on with the Boise District. Thank you.
All right. There we have it. Grant. Tom Munns, TomMunns.com. 580KIDO, Kevin Miller.
Oh, gosh. I'm so depressed.
How do you respond to that one?
Oh, my gosh. You know, when he was talking about the open meeting laws, if you look at the code, it's like a $50 fine. I mean, it's not even a big deal.
Let me hit you with something. You like to tell the truth, don't you?
I do.
All right. And from what I understand, I believe he is right about that you have a lot of parents that look at the Boise school system. And by the way, we're going to have some folks on from Boise tomorrow. And we're going to talk about education and everything else because, you know, that's a solution. But you do have quite a few people in Meridian that are open enrolling their kids into Boise. Now, that's allowed. I mean, you can live in Nampa and enroll in Meridian, I believe. You can enroll anywhere, and schools have become more businesslike, more marketing savvy when it comes to their education results in the Boise School District, certainly some of the best in the country. But what do you make of that, that people in Meridian are opting out of Meridian because there's more choices in Boise?
You know, I prefer to I'm sorry, I'm not very well equipped to answer that question. The only thing I can tell you is something that I try to focus on without, you know, deviating, is the fact that, you know, the schools have always been about coercion. The idea that they've opened up to open enrollment, you're right when you talked about the fact that it's become a corporate for-profit kind of an entity where, you know, there's never enough money for any particular school, and it's always about the kids.
Well, I don't think I said that.
No, I did.
You said that, but you attributed it to me.
Well, you know, I guess maybe I'm having an off day. When I look at the schools, it's probably one of my number one priorities in fear.
Now, hold on. I'm gonna have to correct you.
Ah! Oh! Ah!
I don't know what to say about the open enrollment thing. I really don't. I'm not equipped with enough information to talk about.
Well,
the open enrollment.
There's nothing wrong with that. What about the school levies? Your thoughts? Why did it fail?
You know, the school levies. The schools. I can tell you about Canyon County, and the school levies were all about having the votes at school, so they could actually control the votes. Then they found out that there was some corruption going on. Decided to move it over to the county and had the clerk deal with it. And that kind of goes unnoticed. You know, they are allowed by law to be able to have four levies. If the people, and you have to think about what this means. If the people vote no the first time, it just means the government gets to be able to use a bigger club to be able to get you next time and put these on at your expense. Everything is always about deception. It's always about hiding things. It's always about for the sake of the kids. And we still talk about this like it's education. We better start to, Kevin, you and I probably, we need to get together and start asking some questions like, well, how do you define education? And is education supposed to be beneficial or not? Because at this point in time, you know, the people that are paying attention realize that this is not education. This is a complete indoctrination system to be able to.
Well, you have a lot of people that are disagreeing with the Common Core, and you got Bobby Jindal suing.
And the other thing, and now we've got paperwork. I've got a stack of paperwork that I have to forcefully sign, or my kid gets docked in his grades, acknowledging the fact that there's no late homework, and you can't wear your pants too high, and you can't wear them too low. You know, first of all, he can't, and they force him to sign, saying that, you know, if he doesn't sign, he lowers his grades. Signatures are voluntary. They're not mandatory. They're an admission into a contract. I don't have to sign those.
Well, you know, Tom, one day we're going to have to tell you about, you're going to have to tell us about your deal with the Montana State or Park Police.
I would love to do that. And I would be happy to share the video with anybody. As a matter of fact, I'm still trying to compile it all to send it over to Gallatin County Sheriff's Office to be able to let them know what happened, since I apparently must have been put on some kind of a...
Don't mess with Longmire. All right, Tom, we're going to have Ray call you about tomorrow, all right?
Yeah, I'm already on it. Thanks, man.
All right, thank you. Boy, Tom's on it. Let's go to Kathy in Meridian at 580KIDO. Good morning, Kathy. Hello, Kathy. Happens to me all the time in my personal life. Christy. Oh, well, that must be the LASIK is going. Christy, I'm sorry. Good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you know, I can hear you. Sorry about that. I thought it was Kathy. You know, the LASIK is going after 10 years, but good morning.
Good morning. So, Kevin, I haven't been able to listen to your entire show, but has anybody talked about the fact with this, West Boise or whatever the Meridian School District bond is, that the fact that there's high schools currently in the Meridian School District that are not even at capacity, that are below the capacity, yet they keep wanting to spend money and want more of our tax money to add on to the whatever Meridian High School, build more schools. We've got empty classrooms in the elementary schools. So to me, we need to address that before we even consider giving another dime to the district. Why are we not filling it to capacity and using what we already have in our existing structures?
Well, here's the other thing. What do you make of Dr. Clark saying they're going to try again?
Well, but that's what I'm saying. I don't think they're going to have any luck until they address that, because, you know, you get too many parents that, I don't want my kid going to Meridian. I want him to go to the fancy new one. Well, you know what? We might have to redistrict, and they might just have to deal with it, because there's no sense in buying more when we already have the space to accommodate our students.
Yeah, you got a point there, but those fancy new ones, they're like shopping malls.
It is, but to me as a taxpayer, I'm not going to give another dime until we use our existing resources.
I'm with you. Christy, thank you. All right, there we have it. You know, again, my bad on that. Let's go to Two Fly Bry at 580KIDO. Hello, Two Fly Bry.
Hey, how you doing? Too bad you didn't make it to the Tillamook Cheese Factory. I hear there's a pretty good historical element there.
Yeah, you did something there, didn't you?
I did. Well, they were cementing, and I was running back to my car, and I realized they leapt right into where the cement was at. I've got a footprint there in the cement in the parking lot, yeah.
Isn't that vandalism?
Not when I didn't realize that it was – they didn't have the cement signs there anymore, and so I was just running back to my car and went back and go, yeah, my foot did sink in a little bit.
Yeah. I think that's vandalism.
But not when I'm just running to my car. The WASDEN, which is West Ada School District and Education Network. The new schools are more like prisons, the way they're putting them in lockdown.
Now, come on.
Like
now, really? We've been to the schools.
Rocky Mountain?
I've been to Rocky Mountain. I've been to all the – look, you know, I could be the education czar of the Treasure Valley. I've been to every school.
I agree. Let's make it a czar. I'd go for that one.
I don't know what the curriculum would be, but it would be, I think, entertaining, yes.
Well, if you're the czar, then that would make it a bizarre curriculum.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, yes.
Hey, the challenge with the levy is I did request permission to put anti-levy information, voting no, on the their website, but they refused. But they allowed for themselves to put pro-levy information on there. And so for me, that's an abuse of power. That is a misuse of government resources. And I have a concern with that I'm going to take a look into see what we're going there. They repeatedly do that.
Whatever happened to you in the library?
That's still an investigation that I'm doing.
You're investigating a lot of things.
I'm investigating that specifically until I have the full investigation done. I don't want to say anything more on it.
Okay.
So, definitely there.
All right.
Next time they're going to have the levy, they're going to have their open schools that they do their open houses, which is another way that they
propagandize
an election year.
I still want to go back to the idea of the prisons. Make your point about the prisons.
They just keep building them, and they have more and more. Here locally, it's not so much as you see elsewhere where they've got, you know, I don't know of any place here of our private schools having, other than Boise State, but that's a public-private college, of having metal detectors, and they have a way to lock down the whole system so that way you're stuck inside. How does that jive with the fact that the law says that the doors have to remain open while the building's occupied? That I don't get. That to me is a conflict of what the state is trying to say they're doing.
Two Fly Bry, thank you for the call. We go to Daryl with the Canyon County Tea Party. Good morning. You're on 580KIDO with Kevin Miller. Hello, Daryl.
Good morning, Kevin. Thank you for being here and teaching us all this good information.
I'm the new education czar. I kind of like it. Tom Luna, look out.
Outstanding. I hope they give you a big paycheck.
A whole lot of nothing. But anyway, good morning.
Good morning. Anyway, I've experienced with Valley View School District, and they said they were overcrowded. They built a new school. But, you know, the old school had grass, lots and lots of grass everywhere with mowers going two times a week. Why couldn't they put buildings on those over that grass? They need a new school over that. And the new school, I think the levy was about $40 million. And they haven't even got tables and chairs in there yet. And for one thing, if they have a levy and it doesn't go, they'll go back and have a supplemental levy after that they can do. If that doesn't go,
Dr. Clark said they're
an emergency levy.
Yeah, Dr. Clark said they're going back for another one here.
Yeah, so they just like all the fabulous stuff, and the only one that makes out on it are the contractors. They really make out on it more than anybody else is. I don't like it myself. Well, I think things should change.
Now, let me try and grind you down here at 580 KIDO.
Uh-oh.
This is from the Bill Roberts article. So what's the solution? West Ada's growth has not stopped, even though the recession and could continue increasing with development of south of Interstate 84. A new elementary school was proposed south of 84 to ease the overcrowding in seven nearby elementaries: Desert Sage, Lake Hazel, Mary McPherson, Pepper Ridge, Sienna, Silver Sage, Christine Donald School of Arts. So you got all these kids moving in. You got to educate them, right? Daryl? Guess Daryl didn't want to be ground down.
Ah! Oh!
Ah! Let's get you to work safely and on time at 5.
We're back. Weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Heidi Ho, Kevin Miller in the morning. Coming up, this strange case involving Michael Sam. Now, I know that's not a local issue, but really, do we care what he does in the shower? Well, let's go to Tom in Nampa. Tom, good morning. You're on 580 KIDO with Kevin Miller. Hey, Tom.
Hey. Got a question for you. What constitutes overcrowding according to the teaching community? And I remember back when I was in grade school, we had some huge classes, and we had a teacher and the student teacher, apprentice teacher, whatever you want to call them. And by the time I was in high school, I think the biggest class I had was 31 people. So the teacher-to-student ratio has been falling like a rock ever since the 60s. What constitutes overcrowding?
I think when your classroom is over, 20 maybe? 20 to 20 students to one teacher?
Well, because I remember they turned out some pretty good, the 60s and early 70s. We turned out some educated people because they did all the technology and development in the 80s, 90s, and... So perhaps this isn't such a big deal after all.
Yeah, but let's face it, kids were more disciplined and focused then than they are now.
Well, they did have that one school district down in Texas said they're going to arm their teachers, so I think classroom discipline should increase markedly in that district. I think a lot of this stuff that the building a new school, well, you have to staff it with teachers, which is fine, but you also have to staff it with administrators. And we got a lot of administration for, I think their money would be better spent in having fewer administrators and more teachers.
That's really what's been going on for years. And people said, people think that the big money to be saved is consolidating. But if you have your own district, do you really want to give that up? And nobody wants to do that, number one. And number two, Tom, what do you make of Tom Luna last week, 2 weeks ago, saying it's time to recertify teachers? I mean, are teachers the problem here?
Well, if they're no problem, recertification shouldn't be an issue, then should it? I mean,
well,
if you're a cop, you have to qualify at least every year, right?
Right.
You have to pass the psych eval fairly regularly, I would hope. So there shouldn't be a problem. Just go in, take the test, get recertified, continue to march.
Yeah, but what's the problem with the way it is now? I mean, why do we have to change it?
Well, we have to change it so it looks like we're actually doing something when we're not doing anything.
Yeah.
I believe they call that form over function.
Yeah, exactly. I've got to
slow down for school zone.
This is how we're really going to get it this time. We're going to get rid of the bad teachers. Oh, sorry, they've already been grandfathered in.
Yeah. They had a philosopher once said that school is a log with a teacher at one end and a student at the other. And
You know, I'm constantly reminded Socrates, Aristotle, Plato.
Right.
All these guys had to work with was a smooth bit of sand, a sharp stick, and their brains. They turned out some pretty good work.
Yeah, but they didn't have Twitter.
Well, they weren't distracted by Twitter.
Sure.
So maybe there's a lesson here.
I don't know. I've seen the kids today. Nothing personal. I don't see an Aristotle or a Socrates coming.
Yeah, tell me about it.
I'll see you, Tom.
I got two.
Good luck.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, our great friend Tom in Nampa. Oh, boy. You know, it was funny. I was talking to my sister-in-law and my brother-in-law, and they go, tell us about your show. And I said, well, this is a show like getting, unlike any other in America. I said, we have characters. Really? And I go, you know, they're my real-life friends, and they are. Liberal Steve joins us now at 580KIDO.
Kevin Miller, the main man in the menacing world of media.
I don't know about menacing, but...
Ah, you had a nice little vacay. You know, I sold the place I had over there, a little hideaway along the Queen of Bay River.
Was it really a vacation? You go that you drive for 8 hours. Okay, that ruins Saturday. You get there Sunday, kind of just get the vibe, and then you have to come back. Why even leave?
Well, you go the wrong way, man. When I had my place, my hideaway along the
Queen of Bay
there in Newport, I sold it in 2007. Just take a little two-seater over and land on the
what
river.
What is this, real estate today? Is there something you'd like to share, to add to the program here?
Hey, guess who knocked on my door yesterday? Mr. Tony Sinesco.
Now, that must have been funny.
Hey, invited him in. We had a nice talk. I had a paintbrush in my hand, separated shoulder, and a sling. Hey, I just wanted to say the reason those bond issues didn't go through, because other than Tom, most of your callers sounded like they didn't get much past the eighth grade when it came to education. So,
oh, that's nice for getting along.
Hey, it is what it is, you know. But glad to see you're back, and I'm down here heading for the park, and I'm going to get a ride in a balloon.
All right. Don't jump out.
That's only if you're smoking that Washington weed. You stay fired up, man.
All right, Liberal Steve, thank you very much. We appreciate it. Quickly to George and Star with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Good morning, George.
Good morning, Kevin. Great job today. I've heard a lot of what a fantastic group of callers, very knowledgeable. You know, my thing is parents. You know, all of these problems would go away if just parents would wake up. And unfortunately, you're preaching to the choir. It's how to reach all these other people. But parents have been indoctrinated to believe that it's someone else's job to educate their kids, and it is not. You know, some time ago, I heard speeches by these deans at the colleges, and they were saying, look, you're sending us kids that are not prepared. And, you know, I didn't want to make it too hyperbolic, so I kind of put that in the file back there. But then someone close to me said she knows a teacher who teaches not only in the district but also college, and she said the same thing. And I said, well, you know, there you go. You know, all of these levies passed because the parents are just all about the PTA, and it's not about demanding that they produce a quality product. And I got a lot of talk about the teachers. You know that the teachers here are tremendous and really fabulous teachers. They're very motivated to teach, and my experience has been they're great. Unfortunately, they're part of a machine, and you don't go along with a machine, you don't speak out on your own, because they won't renew your contract. And that's really unfortunate, because there are a lot of teachers that do not like this Common Core thing, but they got to go along with it. It's really sad, because these are nice people, but I have a real problem with this two-facedness. You know, they're going along with this even though they don't believe in it. It's unfortunate, but I just only try to talk to folks and say, look, get involved. You got to understand what this is going to mean if it stays implemented. And I don't know if it's helping, but hopefully it'll come around and we'll undo this thing. But thanks, Kevin.
George from Star, thank you. You're listening to Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
Noon. Dave Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. We're joined by our great friend Jeff Manasso, Fox News Radio. Linda in Emmett, Linda in Meridian, we'll get to you. But always good to talk to you, Jeff.
You too, Kevin.
Now, before we get to the news of the day, got college football going on, the NFL just around the corner. Any happy thoughts?
Oh, about the NFL? Are you trying to provoke me into talking about my beloved Green Bay Packers here in Chicago? You know, I'm surrounded by Bears fans. What's the matter with you?
That's why we love you, Jeff Manasso, because you're not afraid to take on the tough issues.
Well, let me just say this. We're looking really good. We're looking really good. And that's about all I have to say about that.
Boy, if the injury bug can be avoided, I think y'all will do pretty good.
Oh, that's just it. Provided there's no injuries, I don't see why we wouldn't make it to the NFC Championship and beyond.
Well, there's an objective opinion, yes.
That's just me.
Hey, moving on to a more serious topic, the Ferguson investigation.
I'm getting a lot of dirty looks here, Kevin.
Really?
Can't talk about football much anymore.
I'm sorry, Jeff. We won't try and get you in trouble there with the Bears. Back to Ferguson, though. The investigation continues.
It does, and it's going to take several weeks at least on the side of federal investigators. You know that there's 40 FBI agents in town looking at the facts, looking at the details, witness statements, which have been conflicting since this shooting happened August 9th. We know that one of the main characters, the main players, the key witnesses in the case, Dorian Johnson, who's a friend of Michael Brown, who was with him during that strong-arm robbery before he was shot. We know that he wasn't shot in the back, and that was one of the main statements that Dorian Johnson said, that officer Darren Wilson shot Michael Brown in the back. Two other witnesses, two female witnesses, claimed the same thing, but autopsies show something else. Credibility, I don't know if that's going to be a big thing or not in terms of how investigators look at this or how the grand jury looks at it. But we know that Dorian Johnson, this key witness, was also wanted out of a neighboring county, actually about 100 miles away out of St. Louis, for making false statements to police and for theft. So whether or not that plays in, I don't know. But the truth is that we don't know what happened that day, but the narrative seems to have been painted in large part by the media as to what happened that day. Officer Wilson's supporters gathered in St. Louis over the weekend protesting and rallying in support of him and actually blasting the media as well. And we should note that Officer Wilson has a GoFundMe account that's raised almost, I think, by now $500,000 for him and his family for probably for what they perceive might be a defense fund because he feels like he's being hung out to dry. But the investigation continues. It's going to take weeks. And you know, the grand jury has convened to also look at evidence. And whether or not they indict, we don't know. But that could also take a month or two. We heard from the St. Louis County prosecutor last week who told us it could be late October before a decision is made.
Jeff Manasso with us here at 580 KIDO. Kevin Miller in the morning. Jeff from Fox News Radio. What will you remember about your time in Ferguson?
You know, talking to the people in Ferguson, the people who live there, the people who were peacefully protesting, how incensed they were by the violence. They, you know, they feared that this picture that was being painted about Ferguson was, you know, that the entire town was angry and you know, and rioting, and that couldn't be further from the truth. It was those peaceful protests were really hijacked from outsiders, opportunists, and agitators who came in for their own, you know, for whatever motive they had, whether it was to steal or to loot or to incite violence. That wasn't really the message that Ferguson wanted to get out. There's a lot of things playing out here, Kevin. It's not just this shooting, and we don't know the truth. We don't know what happened. It's socioeconomics. It's the relationship between this majority African American town with majority white police force, and it's politics. You've got the governor who's already said this, we need a prosecution before the evidence is released. I mean, you know, words have meaning, and he's an attorney. So clearly this must have been politics involved, but for a governor before the grand jury, before the investigations have even played out, to say that was pretty stunning. And so, you know, we'll see. But it was a very volatile situation and very heated. There's a lot of good people in Ferguson that just want justice, that just want the truth, no matter where that truth leads them.
Jeff Manasso, we appreciate it. Thank you, brother.
You bet.
All right, Jeff Manasso, Fox News Radio. Kevin Miller in the morning at 580 KIDO. Let's go to Linda in Meridian. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Kevin. I'd like to go back to the whole school issue. It's my understanding that all the lottery money that comes to the school districts is for building of new schools, repair and remodel. And so I don't understand how come we have to have levies for new schools when we're supposed to be getting millions of dollars from the lottery.
I think the lottery can only go so much. And the other side of the issue, and you live in Meridian, you've had incredible growth in Meridian.
Yes, we have.
I mean, you take a look at this, and they expected 650 new kids. Now they're at 851. Giving you the other side of the story, you've got, what is it, a new middle school was needed, blah, blah, blah. Meridian is blowing up.
So when they put a bid out or whatever, there literally is X number of dollars from lottery and then X number of dollars from levies?
Right. I mean, the lottery money only does so much. I guess I think the lottery money, and I'm not an expert, but goes into the general fund.
Oh, okay, because I had inquired one time because they kept talking about, you know, all these supplies and stuff that kids have to have now. I look back, and I didn't even have to bring my own pencil to school back in the day. And now the kids, you know, and if you have three or four kids, whoa, that's a lot of money for supplies. And so I was concerned thinking that the lottery money went for all these supplies and teacher raises and stuff. And when I inquired, they said, oh, no, the lottery money is for the buildings. So then I hear them talking about levies, and so I'm confused.
Well, you know, our friend Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, he just bought some school supplies and about $400.
Yes, yes, I know. So evidently they're not getting lottery money for that.
Apparently not. Linda, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
All right, Linda and Meridian, we go to, oh, you know how it is. We probably should get our, you know, some type of sultry music for her, the ever sultry Linda from Emmett.
Oh, Lord, Kevin. I don't know what I'd do without you in the mornings.
You know, I don't tell Mrs. Miller that, but I feel the same way.
I promise, cross my heart, I won't tell Mrs. Miller.
Now you heard about that. I feel the same way. So.
Well, thank you. You know, no matter what anybody does with the school levies, whether they build the schools, whether they don't, whether they have 31 kids in a class, which we had when I was in school, I can remember those days. You know, somebody is going to be unhappy, and then they're going to get all their unhappy friends together and make a big stink over something that we as people don't really have the power to make happen. I agree, the schools are overcrowded. There's too many kids in the class. The teachers can't do their job properly. And as your other caller said, we as parents and grandparents need to become more involved with what's going on with our kids in school. Are they having a problem? Is there bullying going on? And the list could go on ad infinitum. But it takes all of us. I've got two grandsons, one who just started well, he's going to graduate from middle school this year, and the other one just started middle school. And, you know, I feel sorry for these kids because having to buy their own school supplies, having to buy, you know, whatever else they need to go to school with. And some of these parents don't have the money to do this. I was fortunate enough, and you know, when I was in school back in the 60s, you know, pretty much everything was you know, given to us, quote unquote.
It was socialism. It was socialism.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Yeah, see, socialism's good sometimes.
I agree. Not all the time, but sometimes. But I, you know, I feel sorry for the parents because they want the best education for their kids, and I don't think they're always getting it.
Well, but here's the other thing. Okay, and look, I'm very sensitive to people not having any money, but, hey, put down the PlayStation, put down everything else, and make sure your kids have pencils and paper.
Exactly. These kids have got too many toys to play with, and
I'm not talking about the kids. I'm talking about the parents.
Well, we need that parents too, but the kids. My God, my grandkids have got every new toy known to mankind, you know, to play with, and it's like they don't learn to cursive. They don't learn cursive handwriting anymore.
Right. You know, spare the rod, spoil the child.
Exactly.
All right,
exactly.
Linda, I got to run.
Take care. All right, dear. Take care.
All right, baby.
Bye-bye.
Always get your heart pumping talking to Linda from Emmett. 580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. Let's get you to work.
Don Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
857, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Appreciate y'all being here. Coming up, Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck taking a lot of heat lately. I don't know if you've heard about this, and you've probably got a life, but apparently, Glenn Beck in this interview with Headline News is Brian Stelter, is it? Stelter, who's written about the media and used to work at the New York Times. Now he works for CNN. Glenn Beck really made an appeal with this humanitarian gesture for the illegals and having some bad words to say about people that disagreed with him. A lot of people think that it was contrived for Glenn to get on Headline News once again or to take over that channel. Well, regardless of that, you decide for yourself. Glenn Beck coming up today at 9, then Dave Ramsey, then, of course, our great friend Sean Hannity, who will bring us home this afternoon, followed by Brian Wiley. Do want to remind you, spiritofboise.com for the Balloon Classic, underway right now. We're going to be out there on Friday. Would love to see you. Keep it here this week for your chance to win tickets to the Boise Hawks. And possibly we'll talk to the powers that be, some big and rich tickets as well. Let's get you to work safely and on time at 8:59. It is 68 degrees. Kevin Miller in the morning at 580 KIDO. Do appreciate the conversation as we continue to try and give you the best news, information, always opinion, and solutions. Boy, that's a handful each and every morning. Anyway, we hope you enjoyed the show today. We'll try harder tomorrow to make it even better. Coming up, an inside look at the Boise schools that you won't want to miss. Must hear radio each and every morning. Really blessed to be with you. And thank you all for starting your day with us. Good day. God bless. Keep the faith.